Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde home safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are perfect for your living spaces and doubles the detection and protection. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Jay, former DP Austin Orman, 1040 O Street. Second segment here. Transition day, I guess you would call it, or not sure what it's called, but obviously the breaking news or the from Matt Rule's weekly presser, right? Coach Dana Holgorsen is going to take over the play calling duties and he's officially the offensive coordinator. So, I mean, it's, you know, he came in, it was here in January, I think, for a little while. And then obviously was down at TCU, and obviously they kind of like, obviously got him from TCU. See, I was under the assumption that like, he was just like kind of as needed consultant. So then I didn't know that he was actively like, you know, got hired away, or am I wrong on that or what?
I think that was the initial goal, was just to have him as consultant, but okay. Things moved quicker than Ben Rule thought they might.
Well, I mean, they had had the conversation about him being the offensive coordinator in full before.
Yeah, in January.
Couldn't get the ink to paper.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, a variety of reasons. And then, you know, life kind of throws cards on the table. Jay, you're not surprised at the result, right? Like,
yeah, I mean,
intent is one thing.
Yeah, I guess yes and no. Generally, like, consultants will come in and like, you like the now when you do have consultants, you know, you can do a lot of that stuff from home. I've done some stuff at home, just in particular with different teams, with linebackers, different players and stuff, and you're just at home. So that's the approach I was taking it. Now, when you're on site and you said they're going to keep him, I think initially the position would ever evolve. So that means you here, you know, so that's a lot different. So in that case, I'm not surprised. But then I was, you know, I'm not really thrown off by it because, number one, he's called plays before. He's obviously well accomplished as a play caller. Number two, it's not going to be a new playbook. So to me, it's not a huge shock, because I think of course he's going to add a little spice to it, but I will tell you this, I'll be highly surprised that he's coming with a new playbook. I think he's going to take the one that they have, you know, obviously keep stuff that he likes, subtract stuff he doesn't like, and the plays that he's going to add is going to be on a week-to-week basis. You do that anyways. Like, we put in new defenses almost every week, right, based on what the matchups would be. I think the biggest thing is going to be if you see just the rhythm. That's where he's going to help. Now, combination of plays and the continuity, right? Where when you're getting your inside outside zone going, then that's where you come your half, you know, boots and stuff like that. And then you can do half boots, you know, your smoke screen. You can run your tunnel screen. You can do your orbit motion. How it all comes together, the pieces of the puzzle. That's what's probably going to be the biggest difference of the continuity plays and maybe the pace of the game.
Here's where I'm curious, because there are things that he can change, but there, again, time matters.
Sure.
Time matters. Opponents matter. But it's a thing that you've talked about before, Jay, that coaches have a loyalty. They're either extremely overly loyal to players,
yeah,
or not loyal enough.
Sure.
What you're going to see is new vision, that there may be some folks that Satterfield really liked.
Oh yeah, I never thought about it like that.
In situation and circumstance.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's certain things that he felt comfortable calling in high repetition. Things that Dana made. You know what? No. One, there's the gunslinger, but then there's also the real rifleman. And there's a difference between somebody that calls plays to attack a specific player, situation, circumstance, rather than somebody that calls what they think is best for that situation.
Yeah.
And Dana is a bit of a rifleman.
Yeah, he's very strategic about what he does. That's why his offense has been really good. I mean, obviously.
And then to see who.
From his film vantage. Right.
Who he would use.
Yeah.
More than Satterfield would use.
Yeah.
Would have used in the past. And.
I don't think that's going to change much. You ain't going to be able to make. There's not enough time. Now, next year, yeah, but there's not enough time. I mean, there's probably going to be some new guys in there. And I'm telling you, it'd probably uptick the competition, which is
new opportunity,
which is good. And some reality for some guys. And that should always, you shouldn't have to be at this point. And I'm sure that I'd probably venture to say, just from his past, I think that it might be a little bit more aggressive in their route tree and what they do. So that might add some, you know, obviously I'm thinking like Lloyd and guys like that can just, you know, eat up some coverages and all that. So I think you might be seeing a change there. I know the coach has got to say the right thing. Here's my problem is this. If you all of a sudden play better because somebody else is calling plays, that's a choice. That's shame on you. Or play harder. Excuse me. Play better than obviously, you know, that's then that's a choice. That's shame on you. That ain't got nothing to do with coaching. That means you decide to turn it up when it got turned up on you. You gotta always be turned up. That's where I'm gonna see. Now, granted, coaches can come in and have a different standard and more demanding. I'm not from the mindset that I'm going to coach scared. I'm going to coach. Now, I'm going to be respectful, and I'm going to coach Austin different than I'm going to coach DP because you guys are two different players, two different people in the way that you or we, right? So we all communicate differently, but I'm the figurehead. And you won't know that until you see it on the field. But, you know, really, it doesn't matter what plays he calls, that execution has got to be better. That's got to be the first thing. Now, granted, a different vision, a different thought process, a different rhythmic pattern, a different idea of how to do it. And I've been on both sides, you know, whether it's Jerry Gray calling his defense versus when Greg Williams had to step in when Jerry was sick. Totally different. You know what I mean? But it's the same defense. So it'd be interesting to see how that goes.
Some of it is the choice, right?
Yeah.
Player's choice. But we also know that because people respond differently to different leadership, that people step up who were a step away mm-hmm. before. The advantage for me when I come, like I've always been the fix it coach. So I come in, I'm Dana in this case, that I would be brought in to fix something. And I'll go to Barry and say, okay, tell me what you think is going on. And then I can put my eyes to it. And it's like, okay, well, you know what? Yeah. Maybe Jay Foreman should have his own show.
Right.
maybe we need to use that producer guy, Austin, instead of dragging ourselves, overusing certain people, we get better production by putting people in cases that they want to be in with new opportunities. Because it's Austin's time to shine. Like Austin sitting over there a little lingery, right? That he, wait a minute, I'm as good as that. Like, let me go be great. Let me go be great. So I think listening to some players talk last week on their week off and have some of them say there's some really good things about him.
About the Coach Dana?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course there is.
Right? Your favorite new guy, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're one of the old hangers-on who you haven't produced, you haven't done the work, but you still managed to be out there to screw up each set in critical moments, right? That dude ain't happy this week. He's not happy today. You know why? Because the guy behind him is going to get a look now, or at least get him into consideration now. And the other thing, the best part of this is that Dana gets to go to Dillon and have conversations about what he's comfortable with, not comfortable with, favors, disfavors, and having a new voice to it. New ears and a new voice can change a player. I mean, I had a quarterback. He was the number four quarterback on the roster. But I liked the kid because he just did everything the way it was coached. He wasn't the most talented.
Right.
He wasn't biggest, strongest, fastest. But Jay, if I gave him three steps for zone read, eyes to outside hip of the edge, read the route so the RPO becomes second nature to you, that's exactly what this kid was going to do. That dude was the number four quarterback before me.
Right.
I'm like, I'm playing that dude. That dude went to West Point.
Yeah, it can happen.
He went to West Point. That dude led. He led the DMV in passing, and he was sitting on the bench, being a good teammate, not complaining, not bitching, not moaning. Wait.
Yeah, I mean, it can happen, in a quick. I mean, it can elevate some guys.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Ohio seniors, make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. Enroll by December 7th.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
And now you're with three games left. You can play some young guys that have practiced well. I know we got a texter and it said that, you know, who are you looking forward to? I mean, I think at this point, this isn't the time to clear the benches. Your focus got to be to win. Now you can put guys in that haven't played to see what they can do in very structured and you know, hey, these are the four plays I need to, you know, this is when you could be getting in the game. But, you know, look, if you've been a guy that's kind of been, you know, playing Halloween and doing just enough, then you got to do more. Or, your young buck behind is going to take the rep from you. And that's just the law of the jungle.
And I think that goes back to what DP was saying, too, about Marcus Satterfield having the plays, the formations, the players he went to. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be the same. Maybe it'll be different for Dana Holgorsen. Matt Rhule said they're not going to yank a redshirt from a kid they told they were going to redshirt already. They're going to stay true to that. But if they have games available, use them. They're there. And this is where, no, it's not time to empty the bench. But if guys are on the team that Nebraska thinks they can help them win, put them in there. Which on the one hand, okay, good. You made that decision. If there are any of these guys, maybe a little bit too late, but at least you got to that decision. And then it's what are you more focused on? Are you focused on the fact that Nebraska got to these players eventually? Hey, they found something they're building for next year? Or are you more disappointed that, hey, you had the opportunity to use these guys before that you weren't taking full advantage of? I think both things can be true, yeah. but just go win a game.
Yeah, I think that if you're playing now, you probably weren't ready. Because, you know, I could have probably played as a freshman, but I don't think it'd be, I know for a fact that the beginning of the season I wasn't ready. I was more ready at the end of the season. if we had the same kind of structure, you know, like play four games, mm-hmm. or even if it was two, throw me in there, get my feet wet and all that. So, you know, I think it's, you know, what's really going to be interesting is, you know, maybe the different personnel groupings, but then the plays that fit those guys would probably be something. And some guys will, because it's a different philosophy, right?
And there's some fight harder guys waiting for opportunities. And Jay, you could probably immediately think of teammates who were fight harder guys.
Well, I mean, listen, man, I can tell you right now, you know, catching balls, you know, if you need to run the route, and if you need to hit that comeback route, a deep comeback, and you got to hit it at 11 and a half, 12, and you got to come back to the ball to make sure you catch it at 10. That actually is probably a lot more important now, you know, whatever. And you hate to say it because, you know, you don't want to be like, oh, well, they weren't doing it before. And I really believe if we executed better individual, like as players, we're not having this conversation right now.
Well, we don't have to say it. They said it.
Right. But
the production says.
Sure. But the go-to and the low-hanging fruit is, it's the coach's fault. Well, that's sure. They're getting paid for it. And it used to be the coaches are highly paid. Well, so are the players. So that's why the players control the game. Players control the culture. The coaches need to guide you, and there is different ways to guide you, and you need to coach differently. But I can guarantee you, if the execution and the execution and efficiency level was as high as it was at the beginning of the season, or in the tent, you know, and all that stuff, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
But if it was just the players, bringing in Dana doesn't do anything for you.
Well,
just the players not making plays, doesn't know them. They don't know him.
Right.
So he's not going to come in and call plays and get them. I've said from the get-go, everybody being responsible, coaches and players responsible.
Everybody, there is responsibility. There's plenty of responsibility in all three phases to hand out. But I can guarantee you with 100% factual that if they executed better, we ain't having this conversation right now. And that's a choice.
I still I'm going to fight you on this. I'm still going to lean on.
But you're making my point though.
I agree. I disagree in the full sense, Jay.
Right.
But you as a coach, right. Jay Foreman as a coach, is not going to continually put somebody out there who is not prepared, who can't produce,
right.
can't execute, because you would have figured out somewhere in 22 weeks.
Right.
Right. Right? You would have figured out that I need to put them under practice situations where I can go through virtual situations where, what do you see? What are the options? Where's your duress? How do you finish the play? Yeah. And you do that in repetition for 22 weeks. And after 22 weeks, if I can't get Jay Foreman to wrap up on the boundary,
right?
Hopefully, as a coach, I can find somebody else who can wrap up on the boundary and set the edge.
Right.
And teach them and coach them to do so. It's everybody.
Right. No, it's not just on the players, Tulane Tanner. But let's not, I mean, I'm just telling you, man, you don't hear about coaches at winning places because the players control it. That's what I'm telling you. It will never change. I'm sorry to tell you. You can bring in Nick Saban here and you can run a 3-4. If you decide to go this way, and everybody's going that way, and during the week, you go that way, well, then I only can play the dudes that do that. But you decided to somehow, some way, to do something you've never done. That ain't got nothing to do with coaching.
If you do it once, okay. You know what? Right. You do it twice. Okay. Right. Week two, like week one, you got out there after a month of training camp, and you did it the right way, the way I coached it.
Right.
And then in game one, you just went yellow socks and you just let it go.
But it's not always the same person.
Right. But here's the thing. If it's the same person and they doing it again in week eight and week nine.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all, we say, fool me once. Yeah. Shame on.
But it's not the same person. And that's when I'm talking about when you have to be, you're efficient. You have to be efficient when you're doing things. Great plays don't just, if you don't have Randy Moss and all that stuff, you're not going to be able to Moss people.
Right.
You got to out execute people and stuff like that. Now there's coach. Look, I could tell you that you could call better plays, right? Cause you wouldn't get here. So we're both right. But until there is encounter, like until you are accountable to your teammates, it don't matter who's calling those plays, man. I can promise you, I've been on teams like this. I've played with players that went up there, and this is at the professional level, and got coaches fired, and did the same thing the next year. And then that's why what you see is sometimes when you do it, players are saying, "Oh, well, it's his fault." Well, and this is no different than the transfer portal. I'll say the same thing. If you take Jay Foreman here, say I decide to go to Michigan,
boom,
right?
Boom.
No, I'm just saying, or wherever you go in, right? When I'm in that portal and I get teleported up there, Ann Arbor to whatever, for whatever it was. Now, if I was a quarterback and I got two guys in front of me and I'm never going to play, that's one thing. But if it was a work habit or how I execute it or my dedication, in that time that I drove up there to wherever I'm going, if that didn't change, it's going to come out. Now, I'm going to be on my best behavior in that first few weeks, right? I'm going to be on my best behavior. But when it comes down to you know what, cutting time, I'm going to go back to what I ain't fixed. And then it's going to be the same thing. That's why the portal's so dangerous. That's why you have to have player accountability. And yes, you can do it right now. You just got to do it a different way.
We you mentioned Michigan. We could talk about Drew Henson, we could talk about Drew Bledsoe in New England, and there was somebody behind him who went back to the basics.
And was waiting.
Guess they were what? Waiting. Like, here's the thing. A coach made that decision twice. Two sets of elite coaches made the same mistake, and they took...
No. Oh, no, no, no. Mo Lewis made the choice for Bill Belichick.
Well,
that, okay, right. Mo, okay, well, hold on. But that Mo Lewis made that choice.
No. But
Mo, listen, I was there.
By not starting him,
If Mo Lewis did not essentially almost kill Drew Bledsoe, we ain't talking about Tom Brady. I'm just promising you that right
this
now.
Is the thing.
I was playing against some dudes. You ain't gonna hurry about it right now. So Tom Brady needs to send him.
Think about
a Christmas present.
How Brady sat on the bench at Michigan when there were players on the Michigan team who said, "Hey, coach, that dude over there."
Yeah. Well, that was politics.
Right.
That was politics.
That's where I was going.
That was politics with Drew Henson. Now, but you got to look at the whole scope of things, right? And Drew Henson somehow got in the league. He was a great baseball player. I think he got drafted by the Yankees. Correct me if I'm wrong, right? His dad was a local, like, legend Michigan coach or high school coach. So it was already set. Tom Brady was still playing. The problem was they would get down and they'd be like, "You was the cleanup man." Now I have a problem with the board who sits up there and you know, reveres and getting a national champion. Like, look, dude, you garbage. This dude right here you knew was better. Now you had stuff to do. So it was probably the first NIL, like, you know.
I fully imagine that you had teammates that weren't starters that you knew could ball.
We had some guys that could ball.
Yeah. That you knew could ball. And it didn't always make sense that they weren't getting the opportunity. And then an injury happens, situation comes along, Timmy Smith becomes, you know.
Legend.
Right?
Yeah.
Those things happen. Often it's player and coach. Not meeting the same
Victor
place.
Cruz or whatever, right? His name is.
All that stuff. So, yeah. Austin, take us to break, bro.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.